Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story, cheeky so-and-so. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from PositiveBat6820 from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit and says, am I the arsehole for defending my wife's classism? When I, 38 male, was 10 years old, my dad died. I won't go into too much detail, but his death was very sudden and rough. Afterwards, my mum became pretty distant from me and my little sister. We all had dual citizenship, and my mother basically moved back to our home country, leaving us in the care of family friends. I only saw her sporadically from that point on. As a result, my wife, 37 female, does not like my mum. I've tried to explain that she was just coping in her own way, but my wife refuses to give her the benefit of the doubt. She doesn't prevent me or our kids from having a relationship with my mum, but has made it clear that she has no desire to pursue one herself. Recently, I went back to my home country with the kids to see her. I explained to my mum that my wife couldn't come due to work, and she seemed to understand. The first few days of the trip went great, but tonight, things went bad. After I put my kids to bed, I went to have a drink with my mum and my aunt, who she lives with. As I was walking down the stairs, I overheard my aunt say something about my wife. Thinks she's too good for us. My mum agreed, referring to my wife as a snob, but warned my aunt not to bring it up to me. My wife comes from a wealthy family. Her parents died when she was young, and she was only a child. They left everything to her. She's a smart woman and a hard worker, but she likes the finer things in life and isn't ashamed of that fact. In comparison, my family is solidly middle class and more down to earth. Obviously, there's a class difference there, but my wife has never been rude to my mother regarding this topic. This bothered me, and I demanded to know what my mum and aunt were saying. They clearly didn't expect me to hear any of it, and my mum became apologetic. But my aunt said that my wife's refusal to interact with them is because she thinks she's better than them. I explained that this isn't the case, but my aunt kept pushing the issue. Eventually, my mum said it was fine if my wife felt that way, but I shouldn't defend her classist behavior. At this point, I snapped and said that my wife resents my mum because she wasn't around when I was a kid. My mum and aunt didn't say anything to that, and I went back upstairs. I text my sister about it, and she said that I should just apologize, but she's always been less confrontational than me. I don't resent my mum for what she did when I was a kid, and I feel bad for snapping at her, but the way she was speaking about my wife was upsetting, and it was clear she and my aunt had gossiped about her before. I probably could have handled it better, but at that moment, all I cared about was defending my wife. I don't want to apologize for that, but I also know this won't blow over if I stick around. So I'd probably have to go back home with the kids earlier than planned. Am I the arsehole? So some people are asking OP questions. Someone said, does wife refuse to visit your home country? OP says, she's not opposed to the idea of visiting my home country, and she has done so in the past. Her job is just very demanding, and she said she'd rather do a longer trip with the four of us. We have two kids, when she can arrange more time off, and the trip isn't solely based on seeing my mum. More information on wife's relationship with Opie's mum, and Opie says, I couldn't fit it in the post because of the word limit, but part of the reason she didn't come is because of work. If my mum visited us or something, then she wouldn't ignore her or refuse to let her enter the house or anything. She just doesn't want to go on a trip solely to see my mum, when she knows things will just be tense and uncomfortable. I wouldn't say she's self-righteous about it, and she doesn't bring it up constantly or anything. I asked her why she doesn't like my mum back when we were engaged, and she said that was the reason, and her perspective hasn't changed since. Some information on OP and his mum's relationship. OP says, thank you. I also couldn't imagine leaving my kids if my wife died suddenly. Having children has definitely helped me understand my wife's perspective more. And smashing and trashing says on the back of this, not the arsehole, but your mum and aunt are. Your wife had a dramatically different experience with losing her parents versus having a parent choose to be absent. She has every right to not engage with your mum and was polite enough to not create extra drama. You were right to defend her to your family. Realistic Head says, not the arsehole. You overheard comments about your wife, which you knew to be untrue, and you set the record straight. It's interesting that you've been able to accept your mother's abandoning you and your sister after your father died. It is unconceivable to imagine abandoning my children should my husband die, and I can totally relate to your wife's feelings there. I'm glad you've managed to accept that since you really didn't have much choice, but for a mother to leave her children behind like that sounds pretty horrible to me. Your wife is clearly not comfortable around your mother, and maybe for good reason. You're 100% right to defend your wife. And a final comment from Baltimore Badger, who says, not the arsehole. I also really understand the psychology behind your wife's reaction. Your dad died when you were young, and your mum basically gave you and your sister up. Well, she has neither parent left, making you a virtual orphan unnecessarily, and she can't deal with the idea of a mother who doesn't want to be there for her son. Unless her parents died together in an accident or tragedy, she still had one parent after the other for a little while. And I gotta say, that's how I felt in this situation about, you know, the wife going through what she's going through. She didn't have her parents, and then to see a mother abandon her children like that. And it just felt to me like all the wife is doing in this situation is trying to support her husband. She's not trying to cause drama, but she also doesn't want to get involved with her because, you know, rightly so, she doesn't understand her actions. And in the end, they want to be judgmental about someone else, and they get a bit of a home truth back at them. You know, I can't blame you for snapping like that and defending your wife. It was the right thing to do in that situation for me. But around 3 months later, Opie comes in to update the post and says, it's been a few months since I made my post. After reading your comments, I realized it would be rash to leave without trying to sort things out. So I had a conversation with my mum the next morning when my aunt was out and my kids were still in bed. I apologized for my outburst, but maintained that the things they said were unfounded, and that if my mum felt this way, then she should have talked to me about it. She agreed. I explained to my mum that my wife disapproved of what she did after my dad died. Staying with us or taking us with her were both options. My mum said it wasn't fair for my wife to judge her for something she did 20 years ago, and that she needed to be with a support system while she grieved her husband. She argued that since me and my sister don't resent her, then my wife had no right to. I said that I couldn't force my wife to forgive her, and asked her to stop talking badly about my wife, and to tell my aunt to do the same. My mum said she'd do her best, but she couldn't control my aunt. I said that I wouldn't be comfortable in a place where my wife would be disrespected, especially where our kids could overhear. But she still refused to criticize my aunt's behavior. Things weren't going anywhere, so I told my mum I was going to go home early. She got upset and defensive. I realized she would also keep bad-mouthing my wife, just when I wasn't around. That was the final straw, and I went back upstairs and got flights for the next day. I sent my wife a text saying we'd be home early, and I'd explain when I got back. But everyone was alive and healthy. She said that she was looking forward to it and asked if I wanted to call, but I just wanted to do it all in person. The next 24 hours were awkward, and before we left, my mum asked when she'd see me and my kids again. I told her that I wanted her in our lives, but I didn't plan on coming back until my wife got more respect. I told my wife what happened, and she made a comment about how she thought they'd have called her far worse than a snob, but she was grateful I stood up for her. She asked me what I wanted to do with my mum going forward, and that she'd support me no matter what. I told her I still wanted my mum in my life, but that she and our kids were the priority, so I was going to put some distance between us for the time being. My wife said that sounded like a good idea and that she was proud of me. Been home with my wife and kids for months now, and things are still good with us. I've called my mum several times, and unfortunately, things were tense. My sister is still in regular contact with her, and apparently, she feels judged over the way she decided to grieve. But I hope with time, she'll understand my wife's perspective. I do want my kids to know their only grandparent, but not at the cost of their mother's comfort. Thank you all for those of you who said I should get therapy. I'm doing fine, but thanks for your concern. That was frustrating. I mean, when it got to the point where it said she needed to be with a support system while she grieved her husband. What about her children who needed to grieve their father? It just, you know, I know grief does very weird things to people, and I say it all the time in this one. But your children. All I can picture is OP and his sister when they were children and all this was going down. You know, they just lost their father and their mum just ups and leaves. How utterly heartbreaking. How confused, scared, sad would they feel all at the same time while dealing with grief. And it just felt very me from the mother in this situation. You know, everyone else has forgiven me, so, you know, she should too. OP is far more forgiving than I would have been in that situation, but I'm glad that, you know, he's sticking by his family and his wife in this. Someone else mentions the support system comment, and OP said, me and my sister weren't close with my aunt, so we probably wouldn't have found much of a support system in her presence. My mom probably thought we'd find a better one in the care of people she left us with. Someone asked a question that was sort of going through my head at the same time about, you know, was there a reason, like a mental health reason, that she couldn't care for her kids? Opie says, honestly, I'm not sure if mental illness is the reason, though I can't say with any certainty. My aunt is very much a buckle down and work through it kind of person, so I'm unsure of how accommodating she would have been to any mental health struggles my mother might have gone through, but I can't say for sure. I don't think civility is a big ask. My wife isn't fond of my mum, but whenever they interact, she's always very polite. They don't have a relationship, but my wife is amicable with her and never badmouths her. Her feelings towards my mum have only been expressed in confidence to me. My mum and my aunt are capable of doing the same. They're just choosing not to. OP's outlook. OP says, I'll admit that having children has definitely helped me understand my wife more. Losing her would be absolutely horrible, but not being there for my children is unimaginable to me. While I do forgive my mother, I probably wouldn't forgive my wife's parents if they had done that to her. Someone suggests that OP's wife is projecting, and OP says, I don't think you're being fair to my wife. She isn't telling me that I shouldn't forgive her, or constantly complaining about my mum. My wife is protective of people she loves, and I understand that if the positions were reversed, I'd have difficulties forgiving her parents too. But now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Put yourself in OP's shoes. What do you do? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story with an up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Date from a throwaway account from the True Off My Chest subreddit and says, my boyfriend is moving in with his female best friend, and their closeness makes me uncomfortable. So, my boyfriend and I have been together for just under a year. When we first started dating, he told me about Faith, one of his best friends. They've known one another since childhood and are extremely close. I didn't have a problem with this initially because Faith had a boyfriend, and the way she acted towards my boyfriend, she also acted towards another close male friend, so I thought it's just who she is. Just before Christmas, Faith and her boyfriend broke up. I never got the details, just that it was a really bad breakup. They were living together and Faith needed a place to stay, so my boyfriend offered his couch. This is where I started getting uncomfortable. I told him I didn't like some girl staying at his place like this, and He told me it's temporary, and she's his best friend, and I don't get a say in who he lends his couch out to. We argued, and eventually I relented. On New Year's, I wanted to go back to his place after the celebration at my friend's place, but he said Faith is there, and we wouldn't be able to do anything. Sex. And I got annoyed and said she can listen to it for all I care. He got annoyed at that and said he's not doing that. I asked him when she plans on getting her own place, and he said she's looking, but it's hard to find something in her price range. I went home alone that night. A week ago, he wasn't feeling the greatest, so I wanted to surprise him with food. So I showed up to his apartment, and she answered the door in a tank top and very small pajama shorts. When she went to have a shower, I asked him if she walks around like that all the time, and he said yes, and saw me get annoyed and told me not to start. I asked him how I'd feel if I had a close male friend living with me, walking around half naked, and he said he'd be uncomfortable, but he'd trust me not to do anything. I told him I do trust him, but it's still a boundary for me, and I asked again when she's moving out. That's when he dropped the bomb on me that the two of them have decided to look for a place together once his lease is up in March. I lost it. She heard us fighting and came out of the shower, dressed somewhat, and asked what was wrong. I told her that I'm not comfortable with any of this. She apologized and said I better find a way to be comfortable with it. He didn't say anything, and when I said, "Seriously?" he sighed and told me she's right, that she's been his friend longer than I've been in his life, and that this will benefit them both in the long run, so this is what is happening. I asked what's going to happen if we wanted to move in together before the lease to whatever place they're getting is up, and he said that's something we can discuss if and when that happens. I was so unbelievably mad and insulted that I just left. I text him later and asked him to think about what's more important, living with her or our relationship, and he said that it sounds like I'm giving him an ultimatum. And I said that's not what I'm doing, but he's being unreasonable. We've been texting since, but it feels like it's probably the end of our relationship. I brought up my discomfort about everything, including how close they are to my best friend, and she said there's nothing I can do, and I'll lose 100% of the time, which kind of pissed me off, because if he saw a future with me at all, then shouldn't he want to fight for us and make me feel comfortable in the relationship? Someone brings up a pretty relevant comment on this one. They said, so you can't have sex because she's there, and now they're moving in together, so no sex? Between you and him, at least. Opie says, I guess not. Maybe it was because she's couch surfing at the moment and it's a small apartment. If she has her own room, maybe it would be different, but they wouldn't be moving in together until the end of March, so no sex at his apartment, at least until then, is what I got from that. Platinum Dogshit replies to that, what a name, and says, why didn't you just go to your place? Opie says, unfortunately, I had to move back in with my mum last year due to financial reasons. She's made it clear that she doesn't care if we have alone time when she's not home, but when she is, not to. Out of respect to my mum, that's what I'm doing. Fiery Justice says, as I always say on these, as a girl best friend to a guy for 10 plus years, I would never speak to his girlfriend like that. Deleted User says, from your perspective, then what do you think she was trying to achieve by speaking to her like this? I'm not replying to that saying, I know the question is not directed at me, but from my point of view, she's probably trying to assert dominance as she's been here longer, plus he would choose her, as he has proven her right, in my opinion. And that definitely felt like the situation to me as well, like there was some sort of dominance, because I felt like if I was in that friend's position and the girlfriend came around and she was upset about all this, I wouldn't try to like cause additional drama. I'd try to find a way around it and reassure her that, you know, there is nothing going on here. That we are just friends, and you know, if you are uncomfortable, let's talk about it, let's find a way to solve this. Not come out and say, you better find a way to be comfortable with it, and it was just giving me some bad vibes. But OP does come with an update and says, so first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who commented and gave me advice and support. I didn't expect this to blow up the way it did. As for an update, I text him Thursday, sometime after I made the post, that I wanted to come pick up the things I have at his place Friday after work. All he replied with was, sure. Last night after work, I went to his place, and when I got there, I texted him that I was in the parking lot and told him to bring my stuff down. I really didn't want to deal with Faith, like, at all. He eventually came downstairs with a box of my stuff. I went there with every intention on just getting my things and walking away. Not saying anything, but I don't know. It was like word vomit. I couldn't stop myself, and I asked him how long they've been sleeping together. He kind of laughed and said, it doesn't really matter now, does it? And I said, it kind of does, if he's been sleeping with the both of us at the same time. He said the night I stormed out of his place when he was sick was the first time they slept together since we've been together. I didn't ask if they slept together before me. I feel like the way he worded his answer confirmed they have a history of hooking up, but maybe I'm reading into it. The last thing I said to him was that he needs to figure his shit out because no woman is going to play second to her forever. I got in my car and left without letting him respond or looking for a reaction. It didn't feel great to know that he cheated on me, even though I kind of expected it, to be honest. I think I'm somewhere between anger and indifference right now. I've deleted and blocked both of them on literally everything. I just want to move on from all of this. I know some of you are going to say it's a lesson to be learned, but all I learned from this is to make sure the next guy has no sexual history with any female friends before it becomes a relationship, because fuck that. A commenter says to OP on the back of this one, this sounds weird. Why all of a sudden now during your relationship when they've known each other for so long? It's also weird that if they would have been hooking up before you, why didn't they just become boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm immensely confused. Are they dropped on their heads or something, or is it something else? Opie says, I kind of feel like they have this weird obsession with each other, but for whatever reason won't date. I also don't believe that they haven't been hooking up throughout our entire relationship. He's a cheater, a liar, wouldn't that be much more of a stretch? The original commenter says, you sound really calm, and I would be like infuriated, fucking wanting to burn them, kind of angry. Lol. You're right. Opie says, I cried on the way home, and I'm sitting in bed eating ice cream, so I'm handling it as well as I can. And I was getting the same vibes that commenter brought out as well, you know, that they've known each other all this time for so long, and then they just slept together this one time. I kind of felt like, you know, they've been sleeping together for a while, if that's the case. But his response to OP when OP turned up and like they said, they was word vomiting, and he kind of laughed and says, it doesn't really matter now, does it? It just sort of gave me a little glimpse into his character right there anyway. Let them have each other, OP. Go on, enjoy your ice cream and just live a better life without them. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if it was you? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. Truly, it's absolutely amazing. And I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.